So let's finish up what we began yesterday. Yesterday we pointed out that the Tosfos Bechoros Chaf Hei Mem Aleph says that Ovis and Tolas are unique to Shabbos. Right? And the raya was from the Sugyan Shabbos Kuf Zayin that Medalul Uber Me'imo is a Nisir of Goizes, Nisir of Koitzer. Mashena Kane, it's not an Isir of Leisogos by Bechor of Sulam Gdoshim. Right? And the other raya was that Ktifa is an Isir of Goize of Koitzer on Shabbos, but it's not an Isir of Koitzer when it comes to Ktsir of Koidem Oimer and when it comes to Lekin. Alright, so those are the two rayas, and he left the Gemara of Itzarachi and then Bechoris that seems to equate the Gaziza of a Bechor to Goize and Shabbos. Alright? So, and then we went on to point out that this approach of Tosfos is explained by Rav Nachum Zeman, by the Sachar Shereb, each one slightly differently. That the reason why there is an of told system when it comes to Shabbos is because, according to Rav Nachum Zeman, Because Shabbos is defined as Malacha, which is similar to Mishkan. So that phrase, Malacha, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Malacha, which is similar to Mishkan, is also. So right away, that's a category. That's not a Pa'ula. Look at Mishkan and figure out what are the most, the Malachas HaChashuvos. And the degree of similarity that a malacha has with Mishkan, that determines whether it's an over or a tolda. And the Sacha is a little bit differently. I guess one could take issue with Rav Menachem Zemba, because one could say, maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu said, figure out the exact pulas that are serious in Mishkan. So maybe one could take issue with, if anything, Rav Menachem Zemba should be learned the other way around. From the fact that there is an oven told the system in Shabbos, that means that was the Messiah Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Sacha Shever, a little bit different. The Sacha Shever says that Heyos, that a Melacha on Shabbos will only be Nisa Deiraisa if it's a Melachas Machshevas. So that means that a Melacha, that I can only violate a Melacha if I have the intent, if I have a specific intent in mind, the intent to do the malacha, not dervish and miskaven, the intent of guf hamalacha, and not to do it for some side tangential reason. So since the malacha is defined as not just a pu'ula, but a pu'ula with a kavana, so now kavana defines the malacha which is also. Kavana defines the pu'ula. It's a little bit of a jump. And not necessarily mukhra. But that apparently as well was the indication that there's an of and told a system that apparently if my kavana is important when it comes to which malach I'm going to do, so kavana should also be important in defining the malach. And mele, if kavana is important, that'll be the driving force in defining the category. Right? And then we pointed out that would explain why Zomer, according to everybody, is a tolda in Shemitah v'Yovel. That's the Gemara. And there's room to debate with the Zomer and over tolda on Shabbos. Okay? Now he's going to finish up today by pointing out that I don't know if Tosfos is even the mainstream amongst the Rishonim. Certainly in the recent Svarim, so Tosfos is usually referred to as the only Shita, as a Dvar Pashut. But Lanius Daiti, There is certainly a very strong machlekes rishonim, as there has to be, because Tosfos leaves an entire sugya b'charis v'tzarachim. Now, what are the indications to us that Tosfos is not the only shittas rishon over here? Most of the svarim point out. Most of the svarim point out the marikatz, I guess. Yes, there is some machlekes rishonim over here. All right. So what's the marikatz? Go ahead, Maritzim in Bava Kama. What does Marikatz say? Marikatz was one of the later Balei Tosfos. When the Gemara says in Bava Kama that till they say in Lav Ki Yetziben, the Gemara assumes that Arba Oves Nezikin, that means it must be Toldos. Right? The four major categories of Hezek, Shor, Mor, Ma, Vehevi, that must be Toldos. The only question is, are the Toldos going to have the same dinim as the Oves enough? It's the only question. So they're saying kiyetze lav kiyetze ben. Right? The Gemara discusses that you have ovos lagabe Shabbos till they say kiyetze ben the mamish day rises, and you have ovos and tuma until they say lav kiyetze ben, because the ova tuma can be matami much more than a vlada tuma. That's the Gemara's kasha, but it's a question that there is an oven told us. So what does the marikat say over there? No, no son, no.
I thought it was more the way he approached the sugya was he was approaching it that by virtue of the fact that the Gemara has to go back and ask on Tolosayim, Kayotaban, Tolosayim, Apayotaban. So the Mashma from that, that we're dealing with categories of Avos. Otherwise, we could have just learned out Shor, Bor, Nava, and Hever.
So that you see from the Gemara. That, but Marikatz goes a step further and explains how why did the Gemara assume that? No one saw it? Go ahead, Effie. Okay, and then the Arikat says even in stronger terms. That's correct. The fourth piece in the Gemara. Oid Sham Tema. Maishna the Tolda Mishavas. Yalfina Lomi Kroi, Beperaka Boina, they shouldn't hate the Ovais, Behena Toldais. I said to you, Iris, it is probably isn't correct. You mentioned the Postal Gavi told us. There is a Postal Gavi Ovais also in Shabbos. So this isn't correct. So Heina Oves Mehena Toldois the Toldois the Nezikin Le Alfinan Mikroi Ella Misvaran Le Kama Mishmaitzen. No. So it's true that Gavi Keren Tolish the Gemara has to have a drasha, but Keren Tolish is the exception to the rule. Keren Tolish is the largest harchava possible, but the basic harchava that you're going to expand that that shore. It's not that Karen is any unusual kind of Hezek Behema. Shane Meregel is the usual kind of Hezek that they get Hanor from. Right? Eish is going to be any form of Koychay Echetzai. Right? So that we take all of the major categories of Hezek and expand them. So Marikat says there's no pasuk for it. Marikat says it's Mitam Svara. So why is it Lagave Shabbos we need a pasuk? Beginning of Avoyne, Vasisa Achas Meheina, so Achas Meheina, which by the way is not a pasuk Lagave Shabbos. It's a pasuk Lagave Korban Chatas. Right? The Gemara Darsh Lagave Shabbos. But that would indicate that it is not a unique idea Lagave Shabbos. So it says the Marikatz, what's going on over here? It's Mamish Arkasha, Arsugya. Do I need to have a pasuk to teach me that Halach and Torah has Ovis and Toldos? Or is the Tolda approach that's basic, that applies to everything? So that's the Marikatz's Ha'or over here. What should we conclude from the Gemara Bava Kama? So the Marikat says Narikat says, Ilav kira, havem ma'atinon told us mid nismcha parsha Shabbos lemlachas haMishkan. Ki heichi de ma'atinon shor melachas layave chashive. So Mikat says punk for carried from what we developed b'shem the of Nachum Zem and the Tosfos. The exact opposite. He says that if not for the pasuk of achas mehena, so I would have used the limud from Mishkan as a limiting limud. I would have said, how do I know Melechus Shabbos? I know Melechus Shabbos from Svichus Parshis of Mishkan, right? So if I'm learning Melechus from Mishkan, maybe it's exactly the way it was done in Mishkan. Maybe the fact that the Torah says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Mesorah, that we learn the Melachos from Mishkan, so perhaps it should be exactly the way they made the Tchelis in Mishkan. Perhaps it should be exactly the way they did Disha in Mishkan. Perhaps when the Gemara says that Tisha is not an of because the Oni didn't do Ketisha for Keret. Maybe it should be Davke Ketisha, because that's how they did in Mishkan. Ein Ani, Zvokim Mashiras. So I need a Pasuk to tell me, V'yasisa Achas Me'ena, tells me that I shouldn't make that mistake, L'gavei Shabbos. So the Marikas is for Keret from Tosfos. And from the Kiryas Sefer from the Rambam. The Psukim are to make sure that we understand Shabbos Gechol HaTorah Kula. Right? Marikat says, you see from the Gemara Bava Kama, that Ovis Nezikin have told us, that that's Mitam Svara, that's what Gemara said. I'm sure you're very familiar with the Gemara, whatever it is. But it's a Svara. The Gemara does not have any Psukim to say that Shora Mazik, the Karen of Mazik, is Lav Davka with a horn. To say that Vishilach Mibis the Yachar is Lav Davka if eats any kind of Hezek HaRogil. And Karen is any kind of Hezek that's not Rogil. So no Psukim. So Marikas and Lacharitz for Karen, the no Psukim when we expand. When in the Ovis of Nezikin, so why do we need Psukim Lagavi the Ovis of Shabbos? So is the Marikatz's Kasha an absolutely necessary Kasha? Is it absolutely Mukrach? Is it a defeating Kasha for Tosfos? Is there an easier way out? No? No?
Sorry, this is a little vague. You're saying that because the Torah is narrowing and limiting in one place, that means that the whole direction is...
No, I'm not asking you Kasha and Marikatz. Come on in a moment. I'm asking whether Marikatz is Kasha and Mukha. Is it necessary to say that the din of Nezikin, we should say that it's a din of Ovis and Kol Terah Kula?
No.
No? What do you say?
Shabbos from Nezikin, the same thing learned about Nezikin from Shabbos.
Well, what do you mean?
The opening line, Nezikin is the Chiddush, the opening line of Gemara, the first page of the Gemara was an involved discussion of what are the Ovis and Kolbis by Nezikin. Shabbos, it seems like when you first read the Gemara, that there was a Ma'arechet by Shabbos, we understand Ovis and Kolbis, there's a Ma'arechet by Tamah, but by Nezikin, so already we're not so sure. So we have to ask questions, so we bring rise from Shabbos. So now when the Marikat says to learn out everything for Shabbos, we should be able to learn it out from Ezekiel, so it's not the Tzuruah. And in Shabbos, we never see any parallel to Ezekiel at the beginning of the Bible, but the first line should be.
So the Marikat would say, well, I have a Pasul Agave Shabbos. And yeah. The Tzuruah is Kasha. And this has in terms of the kasha. And what do you say? Intuitively, I think that we could argue that that tashlumen that hezek is different. All right. Even the if you're not familiar with Rav Kamba, even the second mishnah of Rav Kamba, kol shechavti b'shmirasi chavti b'nizkai. The Gemara it points out that hezek is based on a lapse of shmira. Right? So the idea of paying back a hezek. So that may lend itself to having broader categories. Right, but putting that issue aside, look in the Marikat itself. Just the Marikat himself. So now the Marikat says that when it comes to Shabbos, the pasuk is just to make sure that I don't make a mistake. I don't make a mistake and make Shabbos into a non-oven tola system. So you see, the Marikat is the exact opposite of Tosin Bacharis. Right, is that clear?
I think it almost makes sense in terms of my effect to have all those intolls for Shabbos, because there seems to be like an extra step. In terms of my Nizikin, where we have like the particular Nizikin, we have a puzzle for each one of them. And then
No. That's not correct. So, but you see the difference between Marikats and we don't have. Between Marikats and Tosin and Bukharos. Is that clear that there are two distinct Shitas? Yes, no? No? Simi.
No, but he's
different because he assumes the svara is going to be a limiting svara that I wouldn't have obviously told us. Right? The Marikat says that my svara would force me to the davar poshut is, of course I've always been told this. If I'm going to have a svara in Shabbos because of the comparison to Mishkan, it's going to squash. It's going to make it into a pool and not a davar sentolus. So therefore, I see achas mehena to say no, don't make that mistake. Josh?
Stamasvar?
What's that?
Stamasvar?
What does that mean?
The svar is just, if I know that it exists, I mean, if I know there's such a thing as Shabbos, I know there's Rabbos, I know there's Tolo.
So that's what he's saying.
So what's he basing it on?
So let's hold off for that kasher moment. Right? In terms of the Marikats, in terms of learning pshat in the Marikats, Marikat says, why is Shabbos different that we need a pasuk for it, and over here we don't have a pasuk for it. Nizikin. Was that? That's what Obi was saying before. But that's with respect to the question of whether the Tol is saying ki yoytze ben enough. The Gemara really wants to know whether the Tol is the same din as the Ovis.
No.
The Gemara there says with the ego of is mechalan toldos. Finished, given. Next, are the toldos sharing the same thing as the obvious or not? Two blot, one and a half blot is discussing whether tozen kiyetzven or not. Right, that's Rav Papa's din. Kiyetzven lau kiyetzven. Right, but the question of are there toldos or not? So again, so we could have gone a little bit further without, if we wouldn't have the Marit Katz, so we would have said Nezikin's different, this woman's different. Right? And it's obvious that you have Tolis. And then the question is, Tolis and Kietzel, how Kietzel been? And it could have even been a discussion about Lashon and Mishnah. But once the Marit Katz says, why do I need a Pasuk L'gabe Shabbos and no Pasuk L'gabe Nezikin, so the Marikats is saying is comparing the two on the Din Deiraisa level. And then when the Marikats answers, when the Shita quotes the Marikats answering that normal is Nezikin, is obvious in Toldos. Ela, I might have made a mistake, Legame Shabbos, to say there are no Toldos because of the comparison to Mishkan, and the Pasuk is Lahitzi Midasa Salkudaita, right? So that means the Marikatz stands opposite to the Tosfos and Bechoros. The Marikatz says, I always assume obvious in Toldos. Nezikin will be an example.
Was
that?
If told us
where a chiddush. Oh, okay, so that's correct. That's correct. In other words, that in terms of fit, in terms of defining, right? How to determine the of and tolda. So then every halacha might be different. Alright, that's the next step. But when you look at a pasuk, you can say that it's lav davka this pu'ula, unless otherwise indicated. Tosfos in Bechayra says, lo yisogos is the isur pu'ula. Finished. And the Marikat says, no. Lav davka. If you have a pasuk that'll teach me that it's a limited pu'ula, you have a mishkan, you have something, yeah. But otherwise, there's a svar that says, lo yisogos means that you shouldn't do anything which looks like shearing. So that's the yesodisik machlokes. That before we leave the marikatz, we can, if we wanted to bring a raya in the marikatz, so what would the raya in the marikatz be? No? The whole sugya b'chayrus. Right? Teilesh is Teilesh part of Goizes, and if Teilesh is part of Goiz, Lagabe Lo Yisogos will be part of Goiz, Lagabe Yom Tov and Shabbos. Look at all the Raya. No, another Raya for Narikas.
It's not a Raya, but the way we understand the Rashi side is
Okay.
It might just be the way the Rambam understands it. It's
okay. Okay. You wouldn't need the. You would need the Brisker Rav's teretz.
Yes.
Okay. No. Another Rai from Marikatz. Also from a Gemara. Why?
Because they're also the. We assume the Amazon told us we need a pasuk to.
Remember the Pshat and the Gemara. We had to do acrobatics to explain how Tosfos and Pshat and the Gemara. But the Gemara at the beginning of my cotton. What does the Gemara say over there? Was that?
Against the Marikatz.
No, why do you say that?
Because by virtue of the fact that we need Pesukim for Shemitah in order to make a Miyut, so it's against the way he would learn out Shabbos. The Pesukim by Shabbos.
Go slow. By virtue of the fact that you need Pesukim.
In Shabbos, we said that.
No, by Shemitah V'yayva.
So we start with Shabbos. The way we have the Drush on Shabbos, the Achas Mehena, makes the Gather bigger. And it includes Toldos. The Pesukim by Shemitah do the opposite. The Pesukim by Shemitah are mute. The Pesukim by Shemitah say only the following.
Good. But now, how did the Gemara present it? How did the Gemara say it, Moed Gon?
Is it Toldos?
Yeah, Toldos? What did the Gemara say? Thank you very much. How did the Gemara say it? Why are we specifically? No? Remember what the Gemara say? Why does the Torah go out of its way to mention these two toldos? Exactly, perfect. Right? To teach us that these are the only toldos that are chayiv. No, so now let's read the Gemara together. Why did the Torah identify two specific toldos? Who mentioned all toldos? The Torah says four things are usher. Right? Zeriah, Zemira, Ksira, Mitzira. Finished. Weiter. Who said that those are obvious? So we had the truth is that I think it's the kasha to Tosfos and Bechoros. So we had to explain that the Tosfos and Bechoros will base his sheet in the maskon of the Gemara, like Ovi was saying. The maskon of the Gemara is when you finish the Gemara, so then you have that there are that only one of, only one told, only two obvious and two told. But the Pashas, if you read the Gemara, so the Gemara comes into Shemitah V'Yovel saying, Zeriah, Zemira, who needs that? Tziriyah includes the, already includes the total of Zemira. I need Bitsira and Ktsira. Tziriyah includes Bitsira. Why did the Gemara have to identify these two? Let me know why. According to Tosfos, that line is hard to read. According to Marikatz, when the Torah says that you Shav Saaretz, Shavas Lashem, so that, and the Torah says Zeriyah, I know Zeriyah doesn't mean just putting a seed in the ground. It means Zeteya, it means Zayim, it means everything. So why Davka this Tolda? To limit the expansion that this halacha would normally have. No, so it's a right of the Marikatz, l'chara. The way the Gemara reads should be right of Marikatz. No, alright.
Question on the Marikatz from the Marikatz Sanhedrin, where we use math to make it by Lazara.
Yeah.
There it's not, there's no outside structure or like Mishkan that we're imposing. Why would I need a pasuk there?
Good. Okay. Hello?
What will be said about how the chicken come to specify and to limit? I still understand why that can turn into a riot.
Wait, that what?
Why that can turn into a riot now for the Maori cat. Why you're stripping in there? And now you're saying.
Oh, because the way the Gemara reads. You just read the Gemara. Alright, the Gemara in my cotton says, why do I need to mention the Tolda of Zoymer? Right? So, the fact that the Gemara calls it a Tolda already shows you that the Gemara is assuming it can have an oven Tolda structure. And then the Gemara answers, because I want to know there's only one oven, one Tolda. It means without the Pasuk, Mitam Svar, I have many ovens and many Toldas. Daniel? Rashi and Moed Katan. Yeah, Pelnik and Rashi.
So, if they're from Mishnah, should have the same thing as
going on
from Shabbos. That Shabbos,
we
need a
Pasuk, not
just
Hina.
If we know that
the Rolakos of Shabbos. Did you check up the other Kisviyat of Rashi
and Moed Katan? Let's check up first. Either way, you have to understand where the other Kisviyat come from. So, Rashi's good for Mishnah, and they come from Shabbos. Rashi's just saying that they come from Mishnah.
If they do, then it should end up the same child, and it should be the Pasuk. If you choose that you do have those. I don't know what to say. It's difficult for Rashi, I have no comment. But what you're saying does not take away from the way the Gemara reads in Beis and Beis in Moed Katan.
We have no way they get where the Toldos.
Well, that's no. The Marikatz would say it's assumed. There is no Gemara Mem Testament base applying to Shemitah.
Well,
we don't have to know anything. We know four. There are four pulleys. Right. I mean, what Rashi is saying may be the way that Tosfos approaches the Gemara. That I'm assuming. That's what I'm just saying. I assume Mishkan and these psukim limit that, right? And then it would not be then Tosfos would limit the Gemara, would be fully resolved with the Gemara. Good. Here's a little bit weiter. Rambam Shita. Then we'll come back. Who mentions Sanhedrin over here? Nobody's there. Okay. We'll come back. No Rambam. What's the Rambam Shita? What would you say? Is the Rambam Marikatz or the Rambam Tosfos and Bukharis? No. What would you say, Harold? Was that? Why? Egla Rufa. That's Menachem Zemba's discovery, no? And Reitzeach Perik Yud. Sounds like Marikatz, no?
No.
No? Go ahead, Ovi.
That's right.
Go ahead.
That's because it's only because he said only because it says Zriya Va'avoda. If it wouldn't say Avoda, so then the Rambam wouldn't say what he says. So it's again, it's a Chiddush Tikron. It would work the same exact way as Shemitah does. So it's a, if anything, it's a Raya that the Rambam learns like Tosfos does. He doesn't say, he doesn't use the same lashon by anywhere else where there's not that Chiddush Tikra of Zriya Va'avoda.
So let's go step by step. We have a Rambam in the Rambam in Shabbos doesn't help us, right? Because it doesn't go to Psukim. Then the Rambam in Shemitah the Yovel. Ezri, why? Okay, look at Shemitah the Yovel. The end of Ziron. Okay, Perek Aleph Halacha, Beis and Gimel. Ein Elokim in a Tera Ella al Azriya ay al Azmira val Aktira ay al Abitzira. Al Azriya ay al Azmira. V'yala ketzira oyala v'tzira. V'yechon akir v'yechon shori lonois uzmira b'chlal zeria uvitzira b'chlal ketzira. V'loma portan akosov loymar lecho al shtei toldos elu bilvonu chayov v'al shora toldos shebe avoyna sa'oretz im shora ovesh l'nisposhu v'inyin zeh ein aloike nut l'chayrav. Okay. So Lachaira, the Rambam is Marikatz, no? Because he says there are other Ovis, there are other Toldos in Shemitah, and the Torah goes out of its way to say only these. No, Sammy?
I don't understand why I'm saying the Rambam is correct.
Oh, so only if we're saying it's correct, the aura is that the Rambam quotes this Gemara l'halacha. Whereas according to Tosfos, we're saying that this Gemara is we're dismissing the inner workings of the Gemara and just working with the conclusion of the Gemara. Right? That the Gemara teaches us in the end that Shemitah v'Yovel is that there are only four pu'ulais that are asurais, and whereas according to Tosis we may have to say something along the lines of the Havim in Esther, like Daniel was saying, bring it back to Mishkan, bring it back to Shabbos or Oretz, there's some intuitive hekish between Shemitah and Shabbos. So in Rambam it's very hard to say that. The Rambam presents as a conclusion, as part of his halacha. I want you to know that there are other Ovis and Toldos out there. So that would seem to indicate that we would have full right to define Ovis and Toldos as Shemitah v'Yovel, and not for Xeris HaKosov. The fact is that the Rambam does not quote a Pasuk, Legabe Shabbos, to give him license to define Ovis and Toldos. Kiryas Sefer quotes the Pesukim. But the Rambam doesn't. No, Avodah Zarah. Go quickly, it's getting late. Avodah Zarah. Perek. What do we say? Perek. Zion. Perek Gimel. The Rambam says, "Ha'oved avodas kechovim kedarka, v'yafilu osa derech v'zayin chayiv." So then you have the example of Peor and Markolis. Vav, ha'oved in the middle of Vav, im of the derech avodas, oy be'achas me'arba avodas. Hamegafei havodis kechom enashik lamachavi merabi zefoneo. Hamarki hamarkins lasoch hamalbish amanol kol kiyetz v'dar meilu. Oyve v'leisase shenemar v'leisa avdei. Udvarim eilu bechlal avoidahei. So the Rambam does not use the formal term of oven tolda, but the very same lashon. Hamegafeh, hamenashek, hamechabe. This is not derech avodosan, but it's still bechlal avoida, marchet, sach, malbish. Any way of being mechabe is over the isadei raisa because it's bechlal avoida, being mechabe. So what happened over here? Apparently the Rama understood that lo sa of deim is any form of being mechaveded. If you're mechaveded kedarka, there are three halachas, three categories. One is doing kederach. The other is doing kederach that we serve the Rabbonu Shlomo Lavdil. So both of those are aser. Being makdir, being mizabeach, being menasech, being zoreg, the four avodos in Mishkan, any kind of four avodos in Mishkan, that's done in Mikdash. If one doesn't provide avodos zara, isur skila, derech avoda, or you do whatever its unique way, is or is lefor, or calls to throw stones. Then the Rambam says leisa avdeim includes being mechabed in any way at all. What daffin Sanhedrin? So the Gemara says over there, if one cracks a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, Gemara has that lashon in Samach Beis, Achaz Heina, Avos. The avos of Avodah Zarah azivuach kiter nisach ishtach avoya mehena told a shover makel lefoneo. This is the, by the way, can't go into it right now, but this was the phrase. This is the phrase that is, and the way he's using one of Avodah Zarah, that is the yisod for asering the cutting of hair for sheitla. This is the shviras makel lefoneo. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Shvirus Makel Lefaneo, the Gemara says, is like Shchita. Breaking something, one part from another, is enough like Shchita that it's considered to be forget the phrase. Avodah Zarah. Tomorrow in the Avodah Zarah. So the cutting of the hair, as if it's part of Avodah, so that is enough like cutting the hair is more like Shchita than breaking a stick is like Shchita. So that's the way the whole deal begins, and that's the one phrase. But the Gemara over here says that Shiva Makula for now, that's a tolda. So now we're using the same pasuk that the Gemara uses Lagave Shabbos, which is not a pasuk, not Lagave Shabbos, Lagave Avodah Zarah. Right? So, again, here you can go one of two ways. I assume, that I have no source for the Tosfos and Bechoros, will say Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are similar. Because the very first sugya we discussed, Chiluk HaTois, is Lagave Shabbos and Lagave Avodah Zarah. So I assume that Tosfos will say Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, maybe even Shemitah, it's all Shabbos. Shabbos and Shemitah Shabbos. Shavs Aretz. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah is Kfir and Bria Zaylam. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, Kol Machal, Shabbos and Hesekil, Avodah Zarah. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, there's too much Drush, but Al Pidin, it's the only place where you find Chiluk HaTois. And the Gemara spells out Ovis and Toldois. So I assume Toys and Bukharis would say, nah, that's all the one Parsha. And I assume Marikatz would say, that va'osa achas mehena is not a puzzle, not l'gabe Shabbos, not l'gabe Tolda, not l'gabe Avodah Zarah. It's a halach l'gabe chatas. So it means the Torah is assuming they're obvious and toldos. Hishtach Havoya is an Ov. How are we going to define Hishtach Havoya being Mechabe? It's fascinating that the Rambam discusses the Oves and Toldes of Avodah Zarah in the context of Avodah Mi'ava and Avodah Mi'ira, the intent of Avodah Zarah. Nanias Daiti is a punk for care from Shabbos. That when it comes to Shabbos, Kavanah is a defining element of the Ov and the Toldah. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, Kavanah is not a defining aspect of the Ov and Toldah. Kavanah is an overarching idea. And the Ov and Toldah is not defined. The Kavanah per se is not going to define. It's different. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that there are two forms of Avodah Zarah. One is using an Avodah which is built in Hashem Levadoi, and using that for Avodah Zarah. Right, using an avoda for the Rabboni Shlolam, and some if Aleph and Beis, using an avoda for the Rabboni Shlolam, for an avoda zara, that is one form of avoda zara, and the other is leis ishtacha v'lohem leis avdeim. So leis ishtacha v'lohem leis avdeim, the Gemara darshins that. That Ishtach Havoya is an Ov. And Shiver Makal Fonel is a Tolda. That's what the Rambam says. Right? L'chorev, again, I have to assume that the Tosfos and Bacharis will say Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are similar. No, one final Tosfos of Rambam. From Nachum Zemba's discovery in Be'egla Rufa at Seyach Perik Yud. Tzeyach Shmiras HaNefesh Perek Yud. Halacha Tes Hanachal Shenerfa Boyo Eglo Oser Bizviyo V'Avoyda Li'Olam. One cannot plant or work existing plants in this Nachal. Shenemar Shaliovid Velo Yizareya. Vechola Oyved Shom Avoda Begufa Shulkarka Kigoin. Shechore Shechofer O Zareya O Noteo Kiyoit Seba Elo. Hare Ze Loike. So I would read the Rambam. Avoda Begufa Shulkarka. It became an Ov. And it includes Chayresh and Chayfin, Zerei and Noiteya. New Ov, how are you reading it?
The way I would read it, Kol Eisham Avodah Begufah Shel Karka, I'm sorry, Shneamar Asher Lo Yavid Lo Yavid Lo Lo Yizara. That's the focal point of the Rambam.
Yeah.
And then Kol Ov Eisham, now he's going to define what Ov was in the Pasuk. Begufah Shel Karka, Digon Shechara, Shechafa, Ozara, Onata, Kayotze, Ve'elu, Harei Zeloke.
Right.
The Torah has given us a gather of Ovid. So since it just says Ovid, so Ovid is left out there. It means Choresh, Chafa, whatever.
Okay, good. So it's not a...
It's difficult to... But,
go ahead.
It's not the most simple reading for two reasons. Number one, because Ovid, he could have been my dear. He didn't have to say anything. He's forced into this parish because that's what the pasuk says. And there might be other Rambams which are more mocha. But I'm saying, how else could he have defined Ovid? He doesn't have a choice. He has to say this.
No, I assume it's a klal of prat.
Oh, so then right? Zareya is...
So Zareya is a vote of a goofish or karaka. Umuter Lisrek Sham Pishin Lakisham Avonim. See, the Oved boy could have been doing any work at all there. even malacha she'ena b'guf. That's what the Rambam says. Lachach nemer lo yi'omid b'lizar lo yavad b'lo v'lo yizramaz z'riya b'gufa av kol avoyda she'ne'as v'shem e'na ela b'gufa shel karka.
So even so, you can still learn it either way, based on this Rambam.
Yes, I would agree that this is not that this is not a strong raya. I was surprised if Nachum Zemer brings it, because this is l'chara klal prat. The Torah is telling you. Go ahead, Effie. What was the name? Yeah, but I'll tell you the difference. The Rambam in Avodah Zarah learns it out from Leisa Shachaveh. Leisa Shachaveh is a very specific thing, not to bow down. Right? The difference is the following: that avoda, the Gemara defines avoda as avoda kedarka. Avoda is not a general term. Avoda should not include washing it, being menashek it, being machabed it. Avoda is doing the avoda, whatever the service is. Avoda is not the English term of servicing. Avodah is doing what the Avodah Zarah is. Right? So by expanding it to include any form of Kavod, that's Harchava. Then?
It's not necessarily Mokot unless you learn Avodah based on the Mishkan. And then you're saying that it's no different than Shabbos. So then, I guess.
The truth is that the Gemara says it's an oven told the system.
So why do we have to learn Avodah the way the Rebbe is defining it? Why can't we learn Avodah as any way that somebody would worship an Avodah Zarah?
Right.
Also, it's lot of them. That has nothing to do with the avodas that we did in the Mishkan.
No. The Gemara says that avoda is there is two tiers. One is kedarka.
One's kedarka, so that's one tier. But then there's also another tier.
Right.
So why would Menachem Zemba be learning it differently than Akamar is indicating? The way he's learning lot of them would be a more specific thing, and then the Rama makes a harfava. It's not a hachava. It doesn't have to be at least.
Say it again. Why is this not an expansion? Avoda means doing the avoda that this particular avodah zarah wants.
Yes. So when the Rambam is giving all of his other examples, so that's not. Those are any way that somebody would worship an avoda, an avodah zarah.
And a chanami, yeah.
So how is it a hachava?
And the truth is, the Rambam spells it out, because the Rambam says, if it's important what you're saying before, Aval pi kein ein aloike, levisheina befeirush. Vimhoise derech avaydosa b'echem mikol advarim, vasola of the chayim. The Rambam, that's the glory of the Rambam say, that if it's an explicit way of serving, so then that is an avoda which is chayim skila. But if it's an avoda which is a way of giving kavod, but not ordained by the Avodah Zarah, so then it's osur, but it's not an isur skila. So, and the Rambam says, because it's not part of Avodah B'fei. Avodah, it means to serve it the way it wants to be served. So let's make a sikkum of what we said so far. So we explain the following, that the L'chora, it is clear that there's a machlekes bali atosfus. Alright, we'll make two more points and then we'll finish up. That there's a machlekes bali atosfus as to whether we can assume al pi svara that a parshin chumash would have an oven a tolda system. Right? It's machlekes tosfus mecharis and marikats, and it would seem that the Rambam would fall in line closer to the marikats, and the strongest riots in the way he quotes the Gemara in Moed Kod. Alright? Now, next. It would seem from the Pashtus HaSugyas of Bechayreis, of Ma'id Kot, and of Avodah Zarah, that Oven Tolda is a system that is applied to all of Torah. The Gemara and Bechayreis we discussed, the Lashna Gemara and Ma'id Kot, and the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Okay? Next, the Psukim that we use to expand the notion of and told in Shabbos and not Shabbos Psukim, it's Karmel Chattas Psukim. So what remains to be understood? So Tosfos did have two rayas. Psach min Aleph min Aleph. Tosfos had a raya that Kituf Koidem Omer is not a violation of Tzira. Whereas Kituf would certainly be a Tolda of Tzira. You go into the field and you pick You take the corn straight from the ear. That's kituf. So that's a gevaldik arayah, no? Why isn't any part of ksira? So in Psachim at Aleph, Amid Aleph, there's a Rabbeinu Chananel. And Rabbeinu Chananel quotes a pasuk in Devarim. You could use it in Devarim. Devarim. Thank you very much. Rebbeinu Chananel quotes, why is it that Kituf Koidem Oimer is not a violation of Ksira Koidem Oimer? Because in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Vav, the last Pasuk Chav Gimel, Kiseitze, Kisavai Bekomas V'yechel V'kotafta Melilais V'yadecha, V'chermesh Loisaniv Al Komas V'yechem. When you go into somebody else's field, and you are allowed, because tafta melilais biyadecha, if you're a poil in somebody else's field, you're working, you're allowed to pick, you're working, you're harvesting plums, you're allowed to take a plum and eat it. But you're not allowed to start the harvesting for yourself. You're harvesting, you're running the combine, you're harvesting with a sickle, the wheat. You get hungry, so you want to take some, you want to chew some kernels. Mutter, v'katavta melilais, but you can't start chopping with a sickle and putting in your pocket. You can't take a basket and collect your own plums, but you can pull a plum. So says Rabbeinu Chananel. Again, I don't think it's mukhrach, but this will explain to us how the Marikats and maybe how the Rambam will answer Tosfos' rayas. The Torah itself was machalik between Ktsira and Ktifa. So if the Torah itself says the chilik between Ktifa and Ktsira, again, the Tosfos will say the man in Shmigla Tarsina, it's apples and oranges. That Ktifa and Ktsira Lagabe of Poil is one din. But that doesn't give you the right to say that Ktsira is limited in every other din. But Rebbeinu Chananel spells it out. If anything, Rebbeinu Chananel falls in line with the Marikats. Rebbeinu Chananel apparently is bothered by Tosfos' kasha. Why is it, Taka, that Ktsira Koidem Oimer shouldn't include Ketifa? So it says the Marikas Apostle. The Apostle is machalik between Ketifa and Ktsira. So Yos, the Torah. So therefore, what are we saying over here? So the strongest raya, the other raya being Medaldal Uber, is not such a strong raya. Because so if the Gemara learns in Shabbos that that's a din of quite not a din of Goizes. So then we can probably fanfare. Being Medaldal Uber and comparing it to Gezizah, we probably can figure out a piece far why the two are not compared without going to Oven Tolda system. Alright? But what you see over here is the following. So it comes out like this. That the Marikas and maybe the Rambam, and I believe Rebbeinu Chananel. So they would all say that in Kol HaTorah Kula we should not limit a phrase to one particular pa'ula. We should not limit it. We should have ovos and have toldos. However, as you were saying before, however, every halacha will define its own parameter for oven tolda. The chiddush of Shabbos is that either Mishkan or Kavana are defining the oven tolda. Rabbi Nachmanu would say that when it comes to Hilchas Ksira, unless I know otherwise, the Torah itself was machalav Ksira and Ktifa. So unless I know otherwise, that if there's a mice, Ktifa that's osir, so it doesn't matter whether Ksira is done with a sickle or with a large knife or a small knife or a machine. But if it's done like the Ktifa, it's a second different. So Lagabe Leket, Lagabe Ksira Fneomer, machalav. When it comes to Shabbos, so this is a very fine distinction. According to Tosfos Bechoros, when it comes to Shabbos, so the Mesorah of Mishkan, or the Mesorah of Oven Tolda, made Shabbos a different, defined entirely different, and it's only Chaverim are going to be Avodah Zarah. Maybe Shemitah V'Yayim, maybe. And according to Rambam, and according to Rabbi Chananel and the Mari Katz for sure, every halacha has that kind of flexibility. Loisishtachava means any kind of being machavil. So it's not beferish, you can't get malchus for it. So that's what the Rambam doesn't have to explain to us in Hilchos Shabbos. He doesn't have to mention where oven toldos come from. That there isn't oven toldos. However, the chiddush of the Mesorah of Shabbos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos over in this way, either by being medamet to Mishkan, or according to Sochet Shemar, by the idea of Kavan, whatever it is. So that is what, by telling Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to figure out 39 major malachas, so that Mesorah, either according to Rabbi Nachum Zem's approach, or the Sochet Shemar's approach, that is what was magdir how we define Ovis and told us. It's not mechadish Ovis and told us. It's just as magdir. Just like the Pasuk and the Varim, according to Mechananel, is magdir what Ksira means in the absence of anything else. And just like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the usage of the terms leisa avdeim leisa shtachem elam is going to define oves and toldos. Rambam will say that is what defines kavod. How do I know what avod is? Avod is what they tell me avod is. Avod is what we do in Beis Hamikdash. Fine. How do I know that begafet v'nashik that b'marchitz is an avod? It's cleaning up, it's housekeeping. Ella, since the Torah said leisa avdeim leisa shtachem. So the Sishtachah became giving covet. Once it became an of, so we define the of as being mechavetz, the Ramlins apparently. But the Chiddush of Shabbos will be either, again, the Tayeles, the Kavana, or the Dimyon to Mishkan. So when we go back to look at what we said 10 days ago, that the malachis of Shabbos are defined based on kavanah, nif'al, and pe'ula, right? So what we are really saying is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Mesorah via the Mishkan, so that created these three variables. Or when the Torah defined Melech HaShabbos, it created these three variables. The most important variable being the Kavana, right? And the other two variables, doing the mini managing of whether it's an over total. Okay. Tomorrow we'll do Mefarik and Ritashim.
What about keeping 2 days here?
You're the family or by yourself?
My family. I'm in a